What is living in lockdown like? As the world tries to make sense of the coronavirus and South Africa's knee-deep in a government-initiated lockdown, we'll be hearing from different voices what they're up to and how they're handling living in the lockdown. Siv Ngesi has had an incredible amount of momentum over the past few weeks, premiering his character in King Goti in the movie Knuckle City. I've got many eyes glued to the screen as T-Boss in Mnet's Still Breathing. When the lockdown was first initiated, Siv said he believed citizens weren't doing their best to curb the spread of the virus. He said, "We're doing in Italy, taking corona to the rural areas. If it gets there, we will have mass graves or have to burn bodies." You're not being dramatic, are you?
I think you're smart enough to know that this could go very ugly very fast if we don't do everything that we need to do. I think the reason why I was so dramatic is my best friend lives in Italy at the moment.
And
he's been telling me a side that I don't even think media has really, really clearly given us, like he's just my best friend's mother has been stuck in Italy for about a month now. She's stuck, she can't leave. And my friend who's been living there in Milan has been indoors for weeks. And he says grannies who he usually sees every day on his runs,
and
old people are all dead, like in his area. Like he says we don't realize how bad it could get if we don't listen. And then I said online recently, I said we can't copy and paste what the first world has done in Africa. Really. And you can see that happening in the townships. How are you going to tell someone who has to go out to make money to feed their family that you need to stay in a shack with six people with no water, no electricity, no Netflix or Pornhub?
Especially the last one, sure.
Yeah, that Pornhub thing. But I must be honest, that free Pornhub is getting a bit confusing. There's just too many options. This is way too much options. I must go. I'm struggling because I know
you didn't realize. Like I always used to use the free one, and I thought it was satisfactory. You know,
yes.
I didn't know there was more.
Who needs more? Like I know what I like. I like anal and I like BBW.
Don't give
me more options. What the fuck?
All right, Siv, where are you locked down?
Before I even tell you, I'm in my apartment. Alone, I have a gym set up in my TV room it's more equipment than I need. I gym for about 2 hours a day and I skip for about 30 minutes and I bake different recipes. I cook different meals.
Wow.
I've bought Masterclass online. If you go to masterclass.com with all the instructors, each day I take a different lesson. Yesterday was Samuel Jackson. Today should be Jodie Foster, Natalie Portman, or Helen Mirren.
Look at you. I mean, you're going to emerge from these 21 days of lockdown. You're going to look like Leonidas of Sparta. You're going to have the brain of Einstein. It sounds to me like you are not wasting a minute.
You know, Gareth, I spoke to Mark about this, Mark Lottering. I bumped into him at Woolworths because I went to do my my baking cooking.
Yes, you celebrities all shop at the same Woolworths, don't you?
Yeah, we do. So, but I think a part of me, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I needed this. I really did need it. 2020 was zinging. I was on every magazine. I was on every billboard. I was on every TV channel. I had two films in the cinema. It was zinging. I was zinging. Like, and I could have gone like this. And my next break will only be in December. So it's been great to have a routine, man. I've woken up quite inspired every day, every morning. But it has a wake up call has been like yesterday. I was busy gymming, and a person from our floor put a message under the door, going, "We're starting a WhatsApp group. If you're not coping mentally, can you please join this WhatsApp group?"
Sure.
And then I was like, oh, wait. Oh, not everyone's going to be able to cope like it because I love being alone. And the writing just, you know, when you read someone, you can read the pain on it. they literally wrote a message going, I may need help just to talk to me on WhatsApp.
Listen, I think we're all so convinced that we can handle things until they happen. And some people have never really, I know you have, we've talked about your story before, but a lot of people have never actually had any adversity in their lives. Yeah. And this is a major test for them. It's a major test for all of us, even those of us who think we're strong, because we're okay on day 5. Wait till we get to day 21. It's going to be, and then Cyril says, oh, we're going to extend this another month. You're going to see a lot of people losing their minds, and not in a good way. I don't see a silver lining for a lot of these stories, because unemployment, you know, we can talk about all that stuff till we blue in the face. But I'm interested in how you're keeping connected, because you're a very outspoken guy. You're very social. You like people, even though you like being alone. Are you on 100 WhatsApp groups? Are you watching the news? Are you talking to people on Skype and that kind of thing all day?
Great question. I have WhatsApp groups. I have one WhatsApp group, 100 push-ups a day, and that's a lot of my work friends. I have another WhatsApp group, which is actually keeping me sane. It's Musima Mani, Tia Kolisi, Skaran Tabeni, and a friend of us who's an MD of an old age home. And literally, we talk on that house party thing.
Yes.
We have WhatsApp chats. We chat in the group. But the person who I've been speaking to the most has been Musi.
Really?
Over the last year and a half, we've become very close. We meet once a week for a lunch or a supper. Really, really great, 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 great man. We've become very, very close. I wish I'd met him even earlier. And we talk each day, and obviously, you know, he has a family, and when he needs a breakaway, I get a phone call, or, you know, breaks away, has a phone call.
Sure.
But it's just, I think it's been, I think I can attest my year this year has played, that WhatsApp group has played a very big role in how the year has gone. And I think they really do keep me sane. I think that WhatsApp group really does keep me sane. But you know what I've been struggling with the most, Mr. Cliff? Is my mother is 67. She's overweight. She's had a triple bypass. 20th of April, she goes in for cutting her kidney out, right? Because it has cancer. So the top number of people that have died have been 10.9% of people that have died have had cardiac issues, the biggest group. The third biggest that have died have been 60 to 68. Mm-hmm. Being overweight doesn't help.
Yeah.
Having an operation, to do a cancer operation on the 20th of April has not helped. So yesterday, I had to give her car back because I literally impounded her car. I kept her car because I didn't want it to go anywhere, right? And you can only force black mothers to do so, only so much. And so I dropped groceries at her house, right? We bought groceries in the beginning, and then she wanted a few things. So I bought the car, and then something happened, and she messages me and she said, in my 34 years of being your mother, I've never seen you so scared, because I didn't hug her. I didn't kiss her. I put the groceries out about 3 meters away after sanitizing them. Sure. And I said, bye, Mom. Sure. And I think it broke her heart. And I said to her, I love you too much. I can't risk it. I haven't touched my mother since this thing started. I haven't kissed my mother. And she said, okay, now I'm scared. Yesterday, she said, all right, I'm scared now.
Well,
because you're the son, even when she heard that she had cancer, I was the son who was like, oh, we got this. Oh, we're going to beat this. Ah, man, come on, cancer. She's like, no, you're that son who says we got this. But I told her, I said to her, you're overweight. You're 67. You have cardiac issues. I said, you'll die. I said, it will kill you. You stand no chance.
Well, you responded, because when you made that comment about Park Station, and you're always getting into trouble with the blacks, You know, a lot of people said things about you. You responded, listen, you sensitive idiots. We understand there's a reason why everyone's traveling back home. Them having a reason won't stop them spreading the virus. The fact is that something happened in Italy. Many had excuses and justifications. Lastly, you calling us privileged won't stop the virus. Are you, like me, thinking that this is a good time for people like that who are looking for reasons to be offended instead of trying to save lives? Are you thinking that these people should shut the hell up now? Because those issues that we had last year are not relevant in a crisis like this.
Yeah.
They don't matter anymore.
You know, because it's sometimes like it's so weird. Like me and you can have conversations when we're in New York. We can chat and we see eye to eye in a sense. And I definitely feel like people like me and you are not fashionable. Mm-mm. We're not what's the word when you
palatable? Yeah,
palatable.
Yeah.
But the difference is we don't care. We don't care. I think at the end of the day, I understand why people are not listening, but I understand what can happen if they don't listen, right? Mm. And that Park Station thing, in 2 weeks, we're all gonna look back and go, "Oh shit." Mm. We're gonna go, "Oh shit." But I said to someone who interviewed me earlier today, I said to them, you know what's somewhat helping us as a country, as South Africa, is that rich, middle class, and poor don't mingle. We don't interact.
Yeah.
If we did interact, because my friend was in Italy, I told you I played rugby for an all gay rugby team. I called Gotham. Right. Mm-hmm. Most of them had it in January. Half of the team had it already.
Yeah.
Right. So. And someone was telling me, we're in a WhatsApp chat group, and one guy was saying, in New York, you can have a building of a person who pays $2,000 rent, and the person next door has $200 rent.
Yeah.
So there's very different classes
rent of rent control. That's what they call it, and it does it mixes people up. Yeah.
So there are a lot of them. So now on the train, you have the beggar sitting next to you know what I mean. So
next to a billionaire,
Yeah, so a lot of them are mingling. So we don't actually mingle with poor people. If we did, can you imagine how bad this shit would be?
But I think a lot of middle-class people have parents who are poor. And there are a lot of there are a lot of people who live in the cities who have families in rural areas. And I think that's what a lot of us are worried about too. Mm. What do you think the world will look like when this is all over, Siv?
I think the world will go back to normal. It's easy to be selfish. I think we'll wash our hands. Like when we were growing up, our mothers told us to wash our hands anyway. Let's be honest. our parents always told us to wash our hands. It's nothing new. We'll go back to normal, right? But I do think there'll be a scab, and we'll go in 20 years. We'll go, do you remember that time? I wish we could say things would change. I don't know how things can change. I don't know how.
So you don't think this is an opportunity for a reset? I mean, it seems to be a bit of a reset in your own life because now you've got some routine and you've got some time, which you haven't had for ages. You don't think for humanity this is a moment for rethinking?
Yeah, but Gareth, for you to rethink, it's going to have you to admit your privileges and your advantages.
Yeah.
That's a you know what I mean? Like men have been abusing women for hundreds of years. Like what's going to change that? Like you have to admit a lot to yourself before you can make that change. And I don't know. It's going to take, for example, it's going to take a lot of South Africans a lot to be able to go, shit, things need to change. Yeah. Mm. Well, but listen, could you, Hout Bay right here.
Mm.
Hout Bay has an informal settlement right next door to the houses.
Yeah.
Right? Imagine that there's I shared a meme that said, when the poor go hungry, they will eat the rich.
Yeah.
Man. I just, for me, hey, I need to be selfish. And my only thing is, my mother, the one who's sitting in pylons, who has potential of dying. So that's why every time I see someone going out of line, I'm like, fuck you. You have the potential to be part of my mother's demise.
Yeah, it's personal.
It gets personal, But ironically, things shouldn't be personal for them to affect you.
Siv, thank you so much for talking to us, bro. And keep well.
Sure, brother.
And enjoy your home gym. And when you emerge eventually, you're going to look like a god.
I really look like a god. Bye.
Bye-bye, you son of a bitch. Have a happy day.
You too, buddy.